No, just,
you know, it just goes up and down. Him and I think he, yeah, and then the IKEA, and then the guy, he's the Sultan of Brunei. You know, they're like the top five. Every day one's up, the other one's up, you know, like this. You know, so it's like, you know, each day, they can, every couple of days, they can pat themselves and think,
the other day, you gave me some spectacles, but it was not mine.
Oh.
So tomorrow I bring some.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, so they just go back and forth. Because they're not in control of the market. They can do things, you know, to the best they can, but they're not actually in control. They're control in that they make the decision to be in there, so they're lost. But it's not that the loss is actually their gain. Yudhishthira, even though he lost the world, he lost it for Dharma, therefore Dharma protected the world. But these guys, they're losing it for economics, and therefore, you know, what is the substance, what's going to last? You know, so, in business people, that's what they have to do. But my point is the religion, the Dharma is the most important thing. You know, not that they don't do what they're doing, that's fine. Sometimes you have to be foolish to just say, well, he lost 50,000, the guy's useless, he does have 50 billion, he does have 40 billion or so. And that was yesterday, so, you know, who knows what he has today. You know. Is that okay?
They're devotees from Delhi, like 30-35 bars.
They're devotees from?
Delhi, Maharaj.
Delhi. Oh, okay, very nice. Very nice.
Very, very sorry, Maharaj, like we were forced to translate. Some people are not conversant to
English. That's okay, that's fine. Right.
They have many questions, but like because they are Hindi speaking, so they...
Yeah, so they can tell you. Then write them down first, and then you can ask, and then you can say. Okay. But not right now. Okay. It's for tomorrow's class. You give it to me tomorrow.
Yes, Maharaj.
Okay.
Anything you want to at Christmas, because everyone is feeling very inspired coming here.
That's nice. They come tomorrow. Main thing is you just practice the process, it works. Follow the Dharma of that.
That's something I was, when I look, honestly, I can see so many different, from the lecture up to the other.
But the Malecha part, it means that's just what will have the influence. You look at what is the occupation, the aspect. Because Malecha is not exactly an occupation. Oh, okay. Yeah. It's not a very well received thing, but it's actually what you have to do.
Much practice.
Yeah, it's not well received. receive, because the point is they get fixed. No, the rule is the Varnasha. No, the mentality is the Varnasha. So therefore, the action must match the mentality. So it's ideal if someone's mentality has one form, but for many people, their mentality has many forms. So the rule is for the form, because it matches the mentality. Does that make sense? In other words, mentality is there, therefore there's a form for that mentality to manifest, and there's rules that make those forms.
Traditionally, say the Kshatriya would have Kshatriya offspring, is that because their consciousness was so big?
Yeah, the values and everything are like that, so therefore they would get. So the Kshatriya marries the Kshatriya, you generally get a Kshatriya. Like that. Because their values, their goals are the same. That's why Ayurveda says before conceiving a child, husband and wife should discuss what are the characters and qualities of the child that they want, so that they're both, you know, on the same page, you know, like that. Otherwise, then the idea may be completely different. Then the child will be mixed, like that. Even if they're in the same barn, they may be mixed. You know, the mother wants them to be, you know, a great sannyasi, and the father's thinking, you know, you should be a very nice grihastha or something. Either then you're going to have a mixed kind of a thing, you know, like that, or, you know, he's thinking astrology, she's thinking, you know, business, or, you know, like that. It's going to create a problem. Does that make sense? Yeah. So that's the idea. And it becomes a bit much more clear.
This devotee heard on Marikrama.
This devotee?
Yeah, Jitakrota. He understands English, but he cannot speak. So I asked for him. He heard on Parikrama that in this dam, demigods has no entrance, and that we are so fortunate that we are able to be here. So he's bewildered because he heard so many stories about Indra being here and Parvati, Shiva.
So yeah, but they're coming here and meeting Krishna, so that that time that's what's there. But they can't just come here and hang out like they can go to Nandankana and this and that. It's not their place.
Они сюда просто приходят встретиться с Кришной, не могут просто здесь прийти и
А как же вот, как я сюда попал, эти полубоги, они управляют моим телом.
How could he come here? Because demigods are, managing his body, you know.
See, when you say they can't come here, it doesn't mean that, let me say, that they're not here in some form. It means that they don't ride in here on their chariots and plunk down over there and have a picnic with the apsaras. They still do their official duties, but another way is that it's not being controlled, displaced by material energy. It means the sun that you see here, that's not the same one as when you go outside the dome. That's a spiritual sun. You know what I'm saying? Whatever you see here is spiritual. It looks the same as outside, but it's not. It's different.
My body also spiritual?
That is, the point is it's spiritualized.
But I don't have a spiritual consciousness.
But that doesn't mean that the Dham is any less than what it is. You know what I'm saying? A blind person maybe can't see forms and all that. Doesn't mean they're not there.
Слепой может не видеть формы, не значит, что форм нет.
You know, it's not like the Buddhistic philosophy that if no one's there when a tree falls in a forest, doesn't make sound. No, it's not like that. The sound tree makes sound. Anyone's there, not there, it makes sound. In any case, Krishna's there, so it makes sound. You know.
Well, that same principle, Maharaj, something brought into the holy Tao becomes spiritualized?
Becomes spiritualized, yeah. Means anything in contact with Krishna becomes spiritualized.
And what about something from the Tao taken out? Maintain it spiritualized?
Depends. Like that. May have its effect. If one appreciates it, if one does it, it wasn't. Mahamaya and Maya and Yoga Maya are the same person. It's just a matter of how they're perceived. So what result you get. The point is you use spiritual energy for Krishna, then you get spiritual benefit. You use spiritual energy not for Krishna, you don't get spiritual benefit. You use material energy for Krishna, you get spiritual benefit. You don't use it. Right? I mean, so it was that Shankachuda came into the Dham and started grabbing the gopis, they're spiritual, to walk off with them. So he's not using the spirit, he's in the spiritual world, dealing with spiritual, you know, things, but he's using it for his own purposes. Therefore, he gets a material result. Does that make sense? And if you're in the material world, you use everything for Krishna, it's spiritualized, so therefore you get a spiritual result. The point is it's not whether you're engaging superior or inferior energy, it's a matter of your consciousness. You know what I'm saying? That's the whole point. You know, the 5-star restaurant gets the best produce, but the consciousness of it is no good. Therefore, the devotees don't find it very attractive. You know what I'm saying? You know, does that make sense? Yeah. So, the whole point is that the quality in the spiritual world matches the quality of the devotion. So, therefore, they go together. The material world matches the material consciousness. It's not that the material can't be used to get to the spiritual by changing the consciousness. Because the point is you get into the spiritual world because of your consciousness, not because of your expertise of moving the material energy. So does that make sense?
A question about the relationship of ISKCON and other mats, you know, sometimes we have
other mats.
Oh yeah. Or other organizations, spiritual organizations who, you know, sometimes we have very hostile relationship and there's some fear, or you know, they say, oh, you're afraid because you are, you know, you are not being free, why we should just keep ISKCON, why we just don't have one family, because we all
tell them. You just, as soon as they say that, as soon as they say any of that, say, why don't you practice what you preach? Says, don't be a hypocrite and walk in here. Says, we're doing that light years more than you. Light years. Right? Gaudiya Mat is a generic term. But what is each one of them called? Gaudiya Mat? You know, Gaudiya Saraswata, you know, Chaitanya Mat, Chaitanya Saraswat, Gaudiya Mat, Gaudiya, you know, Chaitanya Saraswat, you know, Mayapur Mat. Why? Because each, if you're a guru, you have to have your own mat, your own institution. So where's their cooperation? Can Narayan Maharaj go over to Govinda Maharaj's place and sit down and give a Bhagavatam class? You tell me. No. And vice versa. They have the most closed door policy amongst themselves. We're the one that's the open ones. We're the idiots. You know what I'm saying? So first let them go out there and create cooperation amongst the Gaudiya Mats. When you've done that, then we'll consider whether we want to be part of it or not. But first let them do that. They haven't done it in the last 80 years. So why don't they work out that first? Then come over here and make stupid comments like that about us. What do you mean we're not free? Well, what do you mean? So why doesn't he just go off, leave his acharya and go live in another mat? Try that. You're not free. Well, I wouldn't want to, so we don't want to either. You know? Oh, you can't hear from this Maharaj. We don't want to hear from this Maharaj or that Maharaj. Why do we need to hear from them? We have our acharya. It's like telling the married man, "Oh, you're not free. You know, why don't you go out with that woman or this woman?" I don't want to. I got my wife. You know, what's the thing? You know, I'm saying it's just foolishness. You know, and all it is when their acharya dies, then you see what happens to them. Then they go off to another mak. Where's their loyalty? Where's their loyalty? You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, they can say whatever they like. The point is, you know, we don't come to your mat and, you know, talk about our acharya and say that, you know, our acharya's got it and yours doesn't. So you would consider that very offensive. So why should we consider that that's such a nice thing that you're coming to our mat and doing that? So therefore, you know, quit being a hypocrite. You want to do that? Try go over to Govinda Maharaj's mat, tell them that they don't know what they're doing and that your acharya knows what he's doing. Go ahead, go for it, and let's see what happens. Like that. Just, you know, it's like, it's just nonsense that they're talking. You know what I'm saying? We've been living here with the Gaudiya Math forever, right? There's a formal relationship, there's some formal function, there's a formal invitation, and people formally go, and formally speak, and formally take prasad, and formally leave. It's been like that. It's always been like that. That's the way it is from month to month. That's the way it is from ISKCON to these other months. It's always been like that. But in the West, they try to, you know, make tricks.
Why is the relationship like that?
Why is the relationship like that? Ask them. Prabhupada tried really hard to work with them. He tried to get them to preach and do everything. He asked Narayan Maharaj to go with him to America. He said, "No, I'd rather sit here and do my bhajan." But now he's claiming he's, you know, the next acharya. Like where is this nonsense? You know what I'm saying? Has anyone, I just asked this one question, has any one of the Gaudiya acharyas, Gaudiya Math acharyas, taken their Bengali boys or Hindustani boys and then just themselves gone over to the West and on their own tried to do anything and preach and be successful? Not one. And who are they going to the West with and being successful with? Prabhupada's disciples, trained by Prabhupada. And then after doing that, then they criticize. What is that called? That's called being ungrateful. So, that's not even human. So therefore, why do we even have to discuss these points with them? Those that are honest say, I heard one of the Gaudiya Acharyas saying, the only way that we're preaching and doing all this and being successful nowadays is because of the mercy of Srila Prabhupada. Bus. He'll say it straight, and he is the head of his mat, so he can say whatever he likes. He knows it, just the others aren't. They just want to cover it. But they're all gone with Prabhupada's preachers. No one else. Right? They've been sitting here since time immemorial and gone nowhere. Not that they as individuals are in advance, not that they don't have something to offer, but they're talking here organization. So we want to talk organization, let's talk organization here. They're the ones that have made the rule, if you want to be in a chart, you have to open your own mat. We don't make that. Therefore, we have 100 gurus working together in one mission. We don't have a problem like that. They're the ones with a problem like that. Then, like women, they're trying to say it's us, right? The woman does something wrong, then she blames the man. I mean, that's the way it goes. So, therefore, you know, we're not buying this. You're not going to spin doctor this on us. You know? You want to talk philosophy, that's fine. You want to talk this other stupidness, then what's the use? What's the meaning? What's the importance? You know? If they're so satisfied, then be satisfied. We can go through a whole day, a week, month, years, and never even think of the Gaudiya Math, and our life goes on. But they have to always talk about us. So then? Who's free and who's independent? You know, we in no way, shape, or form need them. You know what I'm saying? We acknowledge that they, as a bona fide institution, can take people back to Godhead. We don't have any problem with that. But that's their business. You know, you go out, you go, you know, take your stick and fish around in the gutter and find somebody and pull them out, then great, we're happy. You know? Mm. Like that. That's not a problem. Like that.
So it's a behavioral issue.
It's an etiquette issue. They don't follow etiquette, but they try to say that we're the ones that don't know the etiquette. What do you mean? We may be rough around the edges. They don't know, but then that makes them worse because they supposedly know. How do you tell somebody that, you know, your acharya took you to this level, now our acharya will take you to this other level? Where in Gaudiya etiquette is that allowed? Where is that allowed? And then if you say, you know, then if somebody complains, oh, they're envious, and therefore, according to, you know, Krishna Bhajanamrita, then you can leave the guru. It's just like, this is nonsense. No Gaudiya, actual Gaudiya acharya will ever do this. You know what I'm saying? They don't do this stuff. This is what neophytes do. You know what I'm saying? Not saying the acharya is doing that, but his neophyte disciples are doing this. You know what I'm saying? Like kids, right? Kids like to play the mother and father off of each other. You go to one and then you get trouble, you go to the other and then say this and then it starts to fight there. You know what I'm saying? So that's what they do. You know, somebody says something and then they tell that to their acharya. He makes a comment and then you tell that back and then you create this whole thing. And it's what is, you know, we've had a fine relationship way before you came along. So why you're coming in between and messing it up? You know the point? You know, they don't want to cooperate. Cooperate on what terms? You know, why don't you probably, you know, take our books, go out and distribute them. You know, that's our terms. You know, no, it's all you want is that your guru can come into our mat, talk, and make disciples from here. That's all. That's what your terms are. Our terms is you take your people, take our books, and go out and distribute them. You know, they don't want to cooperate. They're just looking for opportunities. They're business people. They just look where there is an opportunity so they can get profit. That's all. They're not looking really to push on the mission. In other words, why are you here? There's plenty of people outside. Right? There's 6 billion people on this planet. Why bother the ones over here? How many do we have? A few thousand? You know, like that. Go out there. There's plenty. So that's why I say, where's the potency? Where's the potency? All of our devotees, we picked up ourselves from the gutter. How many have they picked up? A few they have, but, you know, in proportion, I don't think so. You know, they're on Parikram now, you know, they got 600 Western devotees. Where are those 600 from? Right? They're not 600 that they picked up. So what's the credit? Okay, you got them engaged in the service again. That's nice, that's great. But then to say that's because you got something better? Something, what do you mean you got something better? Let's come back in 10 years. Then I don't want to hear the people that much say that. The Western. Jai Ho. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Bengalis will still be there. But I want to see if the whiteys are still there.
So we give them credit for what they do good.
Yeah, my point is their philosophy, our philosophy is the same. The only difference between them and us is the GBC. That's the only difference. You know, these other things are inconsequential. You know, we offer obeisances during Jayadvani, they stand up. That's the end of the world. Jayadvani, you're offering respects to somebody. So if you do that standing up or offering obeisances, then what's the problem? You know, saying that's not an issue. To make that an issue means you don't know what devotional service is. Otherwise, why would you make that an issue?
Initiation stuff.
That's just a matter. If they want to take on the karma of somebody they don't know, hey, that's their choice. You know, what do we care? Yeah. Says we don't do it.
Yeah.
You know, we believe in Purusharya Vidhi and everything to make sure that it all goes right, pucka and everything like that. You know, we're following that mood of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. He's the one that slowed down the initiation. Him, not us. Right? Before it was, you got first and second together. Diksha is, it has five aspects that came together. But seeing the need that the living entities are so conditioned by the Kali Yuga, he split it into first and second. And there was the first three and the last two. Like that. That's all. And then they formalize this position of getting people to chant. We don't even consider, you just, we get people to chant and lots of that. We don't consider, they have a formalization, you know, of that.
Formalization
means?
No, I mean how, in which way?
They call it something, that's your Nama Guru. Do we say that? No. Who gave you the holy name? Prabhupada came up and personally said, here, chant this mantra. Or was it Bhakta, you know?
Somehow.
Yes, Bhakta, whatever his name is.
Yeah, right.
So that's the point. Who, you know, who's the more, what do you call it?
Liberal.
Liberal, but also just more Raganuga here.
Raganuga.
You know what I'm saying? That's the point. We're way rag behind these guys. In our organization and our everything. We don't have a head. We just cooperate and work together. So where do you find that? Is there a head of Braj? Right?
Krishna.
I mean, there's Krishna, but does he have seniors?
Yes.
So technically then it's all mixed. Is there a head of Vaikuntha?
Krishna, yes.
Very obvious. There's Krishna. No one's equal, no one's above him. That's it, right? Okay, now which of those is Visvaiti and which one is Rag? Vrindavan or Vaikuntha? Tell me.
Obvious,
okay. So, Vaikuntha is the Vaiti and the Vrindavan is the Rag. Okay, now let us look at this very carefully here. Now, we have our gurus, but they work with the GBC. No GBC is on top. No, there's no like that. So everybody has their position and authority, but everybody works cooperatively together. Okay? Then let us go to the Gaudiya Math, where they have one Acharya, and he's above everyone. Even if they have a GBC, he's still above it. So going by that, by organization, which of the two, the Vaikuntha or the Vrindavan, would you classify ISKCON? Vrindavan, right? And which would you classify the Gaudiya Math? Yes. And then they have the audacity to tell us that we're, you know, we're just, you know, stuck in the Vaiti. So this is the difference between the two. This is the difference between the Gaudiya Math and us. It's this one point. Philosophy and all that, we don't have a difference. We're the same mission. You know what I'm saying? Just, they don't accept the order of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur to establish a GBC and just work together. Otherwise, they say they have a GBC. Yeah, you have a GBC for your mat with your one Acharya, but when another one comes up, then, you know, and why is it he's not, you know, working with them? You know what I'm saying? So it's there. It's a problem. Neophyte problem. It's not a Madhyama problem.
How can something like this, if this happens already in this kind of spiritual matters, especially, I don't know, all your things you said about husband and wife, you know, and everyone thinks they are right, but from a logical point of view, and if one really would discuss it in a group, one can find out that someone thinks he is right and blames the other one, but he is not actually really right, but he blames the other one. So if one thinks, like you think, that ISKCON is, and you can prove it with his logics and on many examples, how can one dissolve it? It's a problem.
Point is do you want a solution or do you like to speculate? Because speculation has a good taste, you know? Intellectual, so many things could be this, that. Once you come to conclusion, it's kind of like that fun's over.
If I'm together with my wife, for example, and I have a similar situation now. Look, everyone thinks he's right, but...
Yes, but the point is it's like this. You want the relationship to work, or do you want to be right?
I would like to have the relationship work.
Okay, and you're willing to put right or wrong on the side to get that?
Yes, as
long... Okay, as long as?
Well, if I compare with ISKCON now...
We're just talking a husband and wife right here. That's all we're talking right now.
Well, I just compared it to...
So I'm just talking husband and wife right now. That's all I'm talking.
Okay, your suggestion. If I put it away, right and wrong, shall I do?
It's like this. Why is your wife upset?
For example, I came here.
Okay.
it's my third time. Okay. My third time trial. This time I really kind of insisted.
Okay, so you came here, but where's your wife?
Here. She's not here.
So that's one problem right there.
Yes.
The point is therefore, coming to Mayapur is more important than her. So then that won't make her feel secure.
Yes.
Right?
I know that.
Okay, so then if relationship is more important, then how would that work?
Well, I think connecting with Krishna and advancing is the most important.
Okay, it's the most important, but you have made a relationship with this woman, and so therefore you're supposed to share these things. So then she should also be getting benefit from this.
When I come back, I could maybe deliver more than
before.
But
you could, but has she accepted that? Otherwise, she doesn't want to talk about it. Because you're going to Mayapur, therefore then gives her a bad taste, so therefore anything about Mayapur she may or may not accept. I'm just talking the way women work.
Yes,
that's all.
That's it.
So that's the point, is that you want to come, she has to be convinced that she's going to get some benefit from that, either by coming herself or by you going there, you'll come back a better person, so therefore she'll be associating with somebody better. Something she has, if she's convinced, then it works very nicely. So therefore, even though technically you're right, as far as the husband-wife relationship goes, you're wrong.
Yes, I know.
Okay, so in that, then what are you going to do about that? You're going to come back and stand on the spiritual principle, this is that? Or, because the relationship is the relationship what it is, are you going to be humble and say that you were wrong? You came to Mayapur, so that happened, so you got it, but I'm just saying... In the presentation, are you going to stand on your justice, or are you going to make the relationship work?
I could try now, if I got something out of here, to make it
work. How can you not
there?
Get anything out of here? How can one not get something out of Mayapur?
Therefore, I think I got maybe a little edge to my anattas before. Okay. So I could try to escape the whole conflict a little bit more.
No, it means you want to know how you escape the conflict? You're not going to escape. You're going to escape the conflict by going there and being humble and accepting that you are wrong. Because her wrong is not that you went to Mayapur for spiritual things. Her wrong is that you left her and she wasn't part of the equation. Mm-hmm. Right? Woman must feel secure. How is she going to feel secure when something else is more important that she hasn't accepted? You understand? A woman's got to think, if she is accepted, if she's a devotee, that after Krishna and Guru, she is the most important thing. And they always test. They have to know, because that's the security. If you can pass those tests, the relationship goes really nice. If you don't pass those tests, where's the relationship? Because in their mind, it doesn't exist. Because it can't be secure. Because you never pass the test. And the test is passed by very intelligent humility. Intelligent, heartfelt humility. And you got to scramble. First time you use it, then it may work nice because they're just shocked that you use it. The next time, they want to make sure that it's real. And so they're going to scramble. The first time is, it's like, you didn't make a comment. Oh, you didn't comment about Asari. Oh, yeah, it's very nice. You look very good tonight, Next time is, you didn't say anything. Oh, yeah, you look very good tonight. Says, what looks good? You don't think I look good. No, you know, the color, this, that, you pick something, you know, like that, you know. Then next time it'll be, you know, you say, oh, the color, oh, it's great color in that. No, but you don't like it. No, I like it. I said I like it. I said it's a nice color. That was the technique you used last time. But where's the emotion that was there last time? It's not there. Now it's gone into a form as a technique. That's the problem. The men are good at the technique, but they think just because I've done the technique, that's all. That's what I was talking about before. It's the emotional content that the technique carries that's important to women. Technique they couldn't care less about. They prefer certain techniques over others, but it's the emotional content that's important for them.
Would that mean it's all, if one progresses in this great art, that one could progress in humility by this, because one
means, in other words, it's the qualities you need to go back to Godhead are the same qualities you need to live with a woman.
Yes.
It's the same qualities. So the point is if you didn't learn those qualities, you know, under the spiritual master with the temple commanders, the brahmachari, there it was an option. You get married, and then it's not an option anymore. It's just the way it is. So, and, you know, the other one might give you years to work it out. They'll give you about 3 nanoseconds. Like that. Actually, no. Yesterday would have been better. Like that. You know, so, does that make sense?
Yes.
So, but the point is you're not attached to the temple commander, so why does it matter? But you're attached to the woman. Therefore, you will be motivated to please her. Because if she's not pleased, there's no chance you're going to be pleased. Right? So therefore, that inherent attachment you have is the motive or the drive and why you'll develop these good qualities, if you follow Shastra. You don't. You'll just turn into something nasty and become very bitter and everything like that. And that's what most people do. Because they don't follow the system. So therefore, for an attached man, a woman is a great boon. If you follow the system. You don't follow the system, then there's no benefit for anybody. They didn't benefit, you didn't benefit, nobody benefited. But you follow the system, you follow the rules, then you'll be greatly benefited. You will be qualified to go back to Godhead, you know, as long as you cultivate devotional service, of course. But you will have the character and qualities to do it. You will be humble. You will be tolerant. You will be respectful. You won't expect anything back. And you'll be practicing your sadhana. That's the only way you can deal with it. That's the only way you can deal with energy. Anything is like that. But of all the energy that you deal with in this world, then woman is the most fullest manifestation of it, the most intense. So if you can learn it there, you can be successful in anything. That's why it says if you can live with a woman, then you can conquer the world. And it's a fact. So the point is why is he not conquering the world? Because he can't live with a woman. That's all.
Thank you.
Okay. So that's my point. You want conclusion, it's there.
Doesn't matter if wife devotee or not devotee.
Doesn't matter. It's the same principle. Just it makes it easier if you're a devotee, because it all makes sense, because it all goes back to Krishna. Then all the things make sense. Otherwise, you're only dealing with part of the picture. But still, the techniques, the formulas work. It's easier if they're a devotee. Like that. Is that okay?
Mm-hmm.
Just on that point of you were saying the relationship between two people and then differences of understanding. Differences of understanding. Sometimes some people you can discuss that difference and agree to disagree and so on. And some people
can't, you know, but that's the nature of the person you're dealing with. So therefore you have to work around that. It's not that they're going to be the way you say they are. They are who they are.
Yeah.
So therefore you want to have a relationship, you work with that. A potato is a potato. You know what I'm saying? You can't mix it with sugar and smear it on the top of your cake. It just doesn't work. It is a potato. You know, you can say, no, but, you know, I'll chop it up real fine, you know, like that, and then it'll just blend in with the, you know, the butter and that, and make great frosting. You know, stuff like that. You can say whatever you like, but the reality is what it is. So that's what it is. Accept it. Don't try to change it. Try to work with it. Changing is difficult. Working is easy. What's the difficult thing in working with it? You got to change yourself. So change will be there, but who's going to change? You or the other person. It's easier to change yourself than to change the world. So that's the thing. Everybody else, it's us and them, they got to change the world. All you have to do is change yourself. And everything's done. It's your perspective. That's all. You change your perspective, you don't have a problem.
It means that different people, there's different points of how much you can relate to them.
There's, according to your conditioned nature, there's going to be people that is going to be naturally easy to relate to. Right?
Yeah.
But if you follow the formulas, it'll still work with them. It's more difficult. It won't be so natural and just easy. That's why then in making friends that you find people that it works naturally. In finding a guru, you find someone that works naturally. You know what I'm saying? In finding a partner, you'll find someone that works naturally. Life's hard enough. You know what I'm saying? But the formulas still work, because in that you're still going to bump into people that aren't in that category. Always. Relatives, you know, other friends, you know, people at the workstation, yeah, everything. You always got to happen. So that's why the etiquette and all those things are there, so it still works pleasantly. It's not very deep, it's superficial, but it works. You know? But you follow these principles with someone who is of more like nature, then it can be taken deep. Then you get satisfaction out of the relationship. The other one, you're just satisfied, it works. Okay, it's a working relationship, it gets done, fine. Right?
The point is that you're getting the satisfaction by doing what's correct for Krishna.
Yeah, you're doing what's correct, it's connected to Krishna, and so you're following the rules for that. So therefore, there's your satisfaction. Well, the other one is you're following, and the depth of relationship is appreciated.
That makes it whole.
That makes it whole.